We are now on the top of Daf Samach Beis, and we're up to Umi Isle L'Rav Chisda Hoil, which if you count down from the top of the Amud, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. But let's just review the last thing that we saw yesterday. Rav Chisda said that an Orel is considered a Bar Kapara as far as Karban Pesach is concerned, against Rabbah. And his reasoning is that Hoil Diboy Misake Nafshe, that although now he's an Orel, but he could circumcise himself. And as we pointed out yesterday, that's sort of a theoretical possibility, because right now his life would be in danger if he circumcised himself. But according to Rav Chisda, we have a principle called Hoil. Hoil means we look at a theoretical possibility, even if in actuality he's not living, he's not materializing that theoretical possibility. That's called Hoil. So Hoil is a principle that bridges the gap between potential and actual. And what that means is that the Orel, since he does have a potential, he is not excluded from the Kapara of Karban Pesach. And basically, according to Rabbah, if we go back to Rabbah's position, Rabbah says that in order to have what's called a psul of Shini Bailim, you need Dumya Hu Lechavero, that the person for whom he shechts the karbon is someone who could have the kapara. Then and only then do we have a psul of Shini Bailin. But if he has in mind someone other than the Bailin who is completely out of the league, he's not a bar kapara vis-a-vis that karbon, then there's no psul of Shini Bailin. That's Rabbah, and Rabbah applies that to the case of Orel. Orel is outside the purview of the Kapara of Karban Pesach. Comes along Rav Chisda and says, no, there is a psul of Shini Bailin, because the Orel is included in the Chiyuv of Karban Pesach. An Orel is not allowed to eat from Karban Pesach, so how could he possibly have the Kapara? The answer is there's a theoretical possibility. Don't exclude him from Kapara. There's no psul gavra here. Right now he's an Orel. He's got a problem. He is unable at this moment in time, at this crossroads on Yudalit Bit Nisan, he's incapable of implementing and undergoing a circumcision of Mila. But he certainly could circumcise himself. And maybe he'll get lucky and he'll survive the operation. So that's the sheet of Hoil. And the Gemara at this point is going to go back to Perek Elu Ovrim, which is the third Perek of Masechta Pesachim. And there, on Daf Mem Vav, the Gemara records a machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Chisda about the following case. It is Friday Yontif, and he's baking for Shabbos on Yontif. There's no Erev Tavshilin right now. Let's say he has already eaten as much food as he possibly can on Yontif. Now he's baking a loaf of bread. He has in mind Shabbos. He's baking for Shabbos. Rabbah says he's not chayav, even though baking is one of the 39 malachas, and he's certainly not doing it l'tzorach yontif, so it's not l'tzorach ochol nefesh. But nevertheless, says Rabbah, there's a theoretical possibility that he might want to eat this kikar, or guests will show up unexpectedly, and he'll feed them the kikar. That's called hoil. And Rav Chisda says, no, there's no such business as hoil. He ate his sudas yontif. He has no intention of eating another loaf of bread. He can't fit it into his belly. And this loaf that he's baking, he's clearly baking for tomorrow. That's not Litzor Chokol Nefesh. He's going to get Malkus. So a ofer miyantif lechol, according to Rav Chisda, will incur a chiv Malkus. Because Rav Chisda rejects the principle of hoel. Rabbah puts all the emphasis on the theoretical possibility. Hoel allows me to bridge that gap between what's real and what could be. In reality, I'm not interested in eating this kikar on yontif. It's not litzorach hayom. But theoretically, I could feed it to Archim, who show up, you know, like the three Ovrei Derech that showed up at the beginning of Parshas Vayera, and I'll feed them this loaf of bread. That's enough to remove the chiyuv of ha'ofer litzarechol. Comes along the Gemara now and says, wait a minute, things are all crossed up over here. You know, you can't be a Democrat and a Republican at the same time. Rav Chisda now, in the case of an Orel in vis-a-vis Karm Pesach, is calling him a Bar Kapara because of Hoel. He could circumcise himself. So Rav Chisda therefore adopts the principle of Hoel. Well, I have news for you. Rav Chisda is on the other side of the equation when it comes to Hoel, because in Ofer Miyantav Lechol, he rejects Hoel. It's Rabbah who insists on Hoel. We're all messed up now. Umi is Leila Rav Chisda Hoel. The Gemara is asking a rhetorical question. Can you assume that Rav Chisda accepts Hoel? For Itmar, we learned Ofer Miyantav Lechol. On Yontif he bakes, and he has no interest in eating it on Yontif. He's baking for the express purpose of eating it tomorrow on Chol. Rav Chisda Amar Loke. Rav Chisda says, it's not Litzor Chokol Nefesh. He's violating Melechas Hafiyah. He gets Malkus for that. And Rabba Omar ain't a Loke. And Rabba says there's no Malkus. And why not? Rabba Omar ain't a Loke. The Amrina and Chol V'imik Loyle Orchim. If, as chance would have it, Orchim, unexpected guest showed up, Chazile, that loaf of bread that he's baking today on Yontif is Roy Lachila on Yontif. Is there for Ashtanami Chazile? Even now that he doesn't have any Orchim, it's enough that he has a Pas HaRa'uya Le'echol B'Yontif through Orchim. And that's going to bridge the gap, as we said before, between what's real and what could be in potential. And therefore, lo loki. He does not get malchus. Rav Chisda amar loki. Why? Lo amrinan ho'il. We reject ho'il. Rav Ashi just finished telling us that, as we saw yesterday in great detail, that Rav Chisda's shita is that an orel is considered included in the kapar of the Karm Pesach because of the principle of Hoel. How do you reconcile that with the position of Rav Chisda Ofer Miyantav Lechol Loke because he rejects the principle of Hoel? Bishlema Adarabba Lo Kasha. I never had a stira. I never intended to raise a collision, a contradiction between Rabba's two positions. Number one, his position that an orel is excluded from the Korban Pesach. He's a lav bar kapora vis-a-vis the Korban Pesach, and therefore machshava for an orel is not called shini bailim, because bailim has to be dumyo de chavero, and it's not dumyo de chavero because the orel is out of the parsha of Korban Pesach. And I'm not going to introduce Hoel. And yet Rabba is the bar, he's the bar hochi, he's the balashit of Hoel in the case of Ofer Miyantav Lechol. That wouldn't bother me. Hocha mechusar maisa, hosam delo mechusar maisa. There's a fundamental difference between the two cases. In the case of Archim, on Shabbos, in this case on Yontif, that's not called mechusar maisa. The Archim will show up. You don't have to change the status and make it into Litzarech Ochel Nefesh. It's Litzarech Ochel Nefesh by the very nature of the fact that it might be Litzarech Ochel Nefesh. That's enough. I don't have to know for sure that it's Litzarech Ochel Nefesh. All I need is the potential and the possibility. But in the case of an Orel, he's got to change himself. He's got to implement a Maisa Mila that will change his status and allow him to partake in the Korban Pesach. Right now, he is an Orel. No matter how you slice the cake, he's an Orel. You can't deny it. And he can do an action to change his status. It's like, what should I say, a Tomei who could jump into a mikveh and make himself tar. An Orel could cut off his Orel and make him into a Ben Bris, a Mohul. But the very fact that he needs a Maisa to do so indicates how radical of a change would occur if he did so. And therefore, Be'inyan Orel, if he wants to improve his situation and make himself royal, Korban Pesach, he needs a Maisa Mila. And we're not going to say Hohen. But in the case of the Archim, who came Atzmam on their own volition, they showed up, is here, in this context, Rava maintains the position of Hoel. So that's good as far as Rava is concerned. Rava holds that Hoel works when you're not Mechusar Maisa. It will not operate in the case of Mila, because that's called Mechusar Maisa. But what are you going to do with Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda accepted Hoel, and he included an Orel in a Bar Kapora of Korban Pesach. And why? Because he has the potential of making himself into a Mohul, which means that Rav Chisda accepts the position of Hoel, meaning let's look at the potential. Now, why doesn't he do so in the case of a Ofer Miyontif L'chol? Amri. So the Gemara offers the following answer. In my translation, whenever you see the word Amri, he translates it as Amru Bnei HaYeshiva. Okay. Ki les leil Rav Chisda hoil l'kua l'chumra islay. In the case of Shini Bailim, when the Kohen HaMakriv had in mind an Orel, Rav Chisda is going to take the position that that is Shini Bailim, and the Orel is Dumya de Chavero, and therefore the Korban is possible. That's called Hoel Lechumra. But to say Hoel in the case of Afia Miyantav Lechol, that maybe the Archim will show up, Lekula, and therefore he doesn't violate any Afia because it's Letzorech Ochol Nefesh, that far we cannot go. Hoel is a very fine svara lechumra, but not lekula. To be perfectly honest with you, I don't understand this Gemara. What do I mean? On a technical level, translating the words, understanding the distinction the Gemara is making between the cases of Shochel Pesach L'Shem Orel as opposed to Ofe Miyantav L'Chol, I can explain it on a very superficial level. But on a deeper level, I don't understand. You've got to take a position. Do you consider bridging the gap between what's real and what's theoretical, what's possible and potential, or you don't want it and you refuse to bridge that gap? What difference does it make whether it's Lekula or Lechumra? If in principle you accept Hoel Lechumra to passel the Korban Pesach, then accept Hoel Lekula as well. Maybe what, are we allergic to Kulos? Adarav, the Gemara says at the beginning of Masechta Beitza, Koach de Teira Adif. It takes even more brilliance to come up with a Koach de Teira. What is going on in this Gemara? I'm not, on a deeper level, I'm not satisfied with the Gemara. So let me read to you one of the notes over here. And he says the following. Rav Chisda sover bevadai midoraisa lo amrinan klal hoil. This is what I call a cop-out answer. Tosis is going to say that when the Gemara is differentiating between Lekul and Lechumra, it's all just a guise. It's all a cover-up for a distinction between Doraisas and the Rabbanans. On a Doraisa level, there is no such thing as Hoil. And this distinction between Lechumra, Lekula, that doesn't apply on a Doraisa level. The whole business here, says Tosis, is the Rabbanan. Mirabbanan Omrim Hoil Lechumra. Again, it's not 100% smooth, but at least Ichher, as we say in Yiddish, I can hear it. That when the Rabbanan accepted Hoil, the Torah never accepted Hoil, the Rabbanan accepted Hoil as a Chumra. The Torah never accepted Hoil.
That's not the way Rabbanan usually works.
I don't know. Why would the Rabbanan say that we're going to invent something which the Torah doesn't have, namely Hoil, invent a whole new mechanism only for the purpose of a Chumra? Now look, if you want a Gzera here, and you want to talk about classic Asus Yogla Torah, that if we allow this, he might come to this, that I understand, that's the job of the Rabbanim. But to come up with Hoil, and say that this man, who's an Orel, is a Bar Kapara, because of a new Svar the Rabbanim of Hoil, and therefore Pasal Karban Pesach. What's that all about? Are we having a gzera that maybe if we allow him to shecht the Karban Pesach on behalf of an Orel, then tomorrow, next year, he'll shecht it on behalf of someone else who's not an Orel, and he's not one of the Menuyim, he's an Eino Shinu Bailim? Very difficult to say that because one coin flukes it up, so we're afraid that another coin will fluke it up even worse. Where is the basis for the Rabbanon to institute a Svara of Hoil, which the Torah doesn't recognize, simply Lechumra? Lechumra what? To Pasal Karban Pesach?
But Rebbe, isn't it when you're talking about Orachim, you're talking about a situation where the Orachim are certainly mutter to eat when they be Orachim at the Tekan to on Shabbos. That didn't become some new Bria called an Orach instead of being a czar. It's not like that at all. But in the case of an Orel, has a yontif is us to do a bris milah stam if it's not biyom hashmini. So you're telling him we're going to allow him to be counted
right
as minuyim because he may be over on what the halacha is and be
that's not what hoil is. Hoil doesn't mean that right this moment he's going to undergo milah. Hoil means that he's not a gavra who's excluded from the Karban Pesach. The language of Rav Chisda is that he's a bar kapara. He's obligated in the Karban Pesach. I'll give you an example. You have a case of, let's say, tefillin. I don't have the ability to put on my tefillin. I'm physically ailing, I have a cast, whatever it is. Are you going to tell me I'm not chayv in tefillin? I'm obligated in tefillin, but onus rachmana patre. Right now, I can't implement the mitzvah of tefillin, but I'm obligated in tefillin.
Correct.
If, let's say, someone, Rachmana Litzlan, he doesn't have arms, then he's not chayav in tefillin. Because you're only chayav in tefillin al yodecha, you don't have yodayim. But in the case of Karban Pesach, that's not similar to someone who doesn't have yodayim, who's not included in the obligation. Someone who's an orel is like the case of a person who cannot put on his tefillin because his arms are right now bandaged, he's wearing a cast, or he's very weak and he can't put on the tefillin as though we're there to help him. So too in the case of an Orel. According to Rav Chisda, Again, we're not trying to passel a Korban Pesach. The oddity here about the Shitas HaTosvis, that the Torah rejected Hoil, but Rav Chisda holds that the Rabbanon created Hoil in order to what? L'chumra, to passel a Korban Pesach.
So that is it.
Wait, just 1 minute. The Ein Lahakshos. Okay, this is all part of Tosfos. Imi Doraisa Pesach Kosher, which means that on a Doraisa level you don't have Hoil, and even Rav Chisda agrees that he's a La Bar Kapara, so there's no psul of Shini Bailim. Ech Mechayven also, by saying that the carbon is posel, we now obligate him to bring another carbon. We have a principle of Chulin Lazara. You're not allowed to bring Chulin into the Azara. On a Doraisa level, what you have here is Chulin. You were already Yotze Yochiv of Korban Pesach. This is not the kind of mitzvah that you can do twice. You know, you can eat more than a kezias of Korban Pesach, that I understand. But to bring a whole other carbon, when you've already brought your carbon, you already fulfilled your obligation, the Nitziv Vivalojin vacillates back and forth with regard to matzah on Leila Pesach. Would the mitzvah be fulfilled on the second kezias? He ate one kezias, now he wants to eat a second kezias. But in a case where he brought a carbon, you know, Pesach is not something that's bob in a dove. There's no such thing as a voluntary carbon Pesach. Either you're obligated or you're not. And on a Doraisa level, since we don't say Hoil, that means that this is not a psul of Shini Bailim. Because the RL is excluded completely. He's not Dumya de Chavero. And if there's no psul of Shini Bailim, then the carbon is kosher. Now you're telling him, wait a minute, L'Rabbanan were machmir, they invented a svar of Hoil, and hence he's got to bring another Korban Pesach. How can you do such a thing? Hareza mevi chulin lazara. He says, don't even ask this question. I'd like to ask this question. He says, v'kevat shechacham imposlu es hashchita, shuvein es zorek es adam, pilei plod. Tosus reinterprets the whole, reinvents the whole wheel. You know what Rav Chisda means when he says Hoil, and by virtue of Hoil, the carbon is now posel. And again, Tosfos says that's all midrabbanan. What Rav Chisda is telling you is that don't be zorek the dam. You shechted the carbon. The rabbanan are now going to tell you b'shevi al taseh, right? Yesh koch v'yad chacham b'shevi al taseh, like they tell you don't blow a shofar or take a lulav on Shabbos. And now the Rabbanan is saying, don't be Zorek the Dam. This Rabbosa is very important if we're getting through Tomei Nishcha, we're trying to get a picture of Kodshim. You would ask me, do the Rabbanan have a right to say that this Karbon, which is Kodshim in the Rice, and now becomes possible? Why? Because we're not going to allow you to be Zorek the Dam. That's something that would never cross my mind. And here we're seeing it right here up front in our sugya, according to Tosfos, that the reason why the carbon is possible, and he's got to bring another carbon to replace this carbon, and that's true for all the Bnei HaChabura, the carbon is possible. He had a Shini Bailim because the Machshavas HaShochet, the Kohen HaShochet, was for the sake of an Orel. Now the Rabbanan are going to say, don't be Zorek the Dam. If he already was Zorek the Dam, then he was Yotzei the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach. No one could have obligated him to bring a second one. It's Chulin Bazara. The Rabbanan don't have the authority to override Chulin Bazara. That's already Kumbah said. But what the Rabbanan could do is to exercise their authority b'shevi al taseh. They can instruct the Kohen, freeze everything. Let's get ourselves another lamb. Mary had a second lamb. The first lamb will not have a Zrika, because we're going to tell the Kohen after the Shechita, you had the wrong machshava l'shem Orel, and now we're going to apply the principle of Hoel midrabbanan. Says Rav Chisda, once you apply the principle of Hoel, you've got a shinui bailim over here, and therefore don't be zorek the dam. Sheyesh koch v'yad chachamim lakor dover min haTorah b'shevi altas. Ayin yivomistav tzadi, a very famous sugya. Memela, as a result of the fact that there won't be a zrikas hadam, is nifsal hakarbon v'yavi karbon acher. So the Achronim say, how far is Tosus going with this Svara? Lefi Svara Zu, Ima Machshava Haisa B'Shashchita Al Hazrika, HaPesach Posul V'Yovi Pesach Ach, Aval Im Zorak Es Adam L'Shem Orel, is Lo Yovi Pesach Acher. Brilliant. The Achronim derive what is mathematically the next conclusion that we have to derive. That Tosus makes sense. If he hasn't yet implemented the Zrika, he's only at the level of Shechita, and now he has L'Shem Arel, it's such a, right, that the Shechita should be for the Mulim, Almanas, Lizrok, Esdomo, L'Shem Arel, L'Shem Arelim. In such a case, Rav Chisda is going to passel the Korban because we haven't yet implemented the Zrika Saddam. But if he would have a Machsheves Arelim at the time of Zrika, and since on a Doraisa level we don't accept Hoil, which means therefore that the Korban is absolutely kosher, Kishitas Rabba. But again, even Rav Chisda agrees on a Doraisa level to Shitas Rabba. There's no psul of Shinu Bailim here because it's not Dumya de Chavera. Because on a Deraisa level we don't have Hoil. And therefore the Oril is not a Bar Kapara. He's completely excluded. Now he was already Zorik the Dam. The Korban is kosher. I'm almost tempted, Rabbo, say this is what I'm about to tell you is Apikorsus Gemurah. I would be encouraged, I would be in the mood to encourage the Kohen to go ahead and be Zorik the Dam before they catch it. Because I don't want to get a situation in which a Korban that's kosher midoraisa should be posel midrabbanan. And why is it posel midrabbanan? Because Rabbanan are going to exercise their authority and they're going to instruct the Kohen not to be Zorik the Dam. Obviously I'm 100% wrong because we have to listen to the Chachamim, lo sosa mikol asher yerucha. But what it means is that the Kohen is enjoined from being Zorik the Dam. But says the Achronim, if the Zrika was already implemented, Lefi Zvarazuim Zarkas Adam L'Shem Orel, is then Keva de Midaraisa, Lo Amrin and Hoel, Vazrika, Izrika Ksheira on a Daraisa level, is Eno Mevi Karban Acher, Vim Yavi Karban Acher, Harehu Chulin Vazar. Adkan Shitas Atosmas. However, I want to now present to you another Shita, which is the Shita of Shimshon Mishantz, the Rash Mishantz. The Rash Mishantz says the following: Lefi Ikar Adin Yesh Lahachmir Midoraisa. And Rav Chisda is talking about a psul de oraisa of hoil. But again, the Gemara says Rav Chisda is only going to accept hoil lechumra, but not lekul in the case of haofa miyontif lechol hoil v'ibaya ikli or iikli or. He says the following: how can you say such a thing on a Doraisa level that we will accept Hoil and we won't accept Hoil? I mean, after all, that was Gemara's Kasha here on Ravashi, that you're involved in a self-contradiction. He says the following: Ayin Kiddushin Samaches Amid Al. He builds himself on a Gemara in Kiddushin, and the Gemara says that im efshar lilmod hekesh mishnei makomos, if you have a possibility of deriving a hekesh from two different sources, im imakom echad havi lechumra, if you derive this hekesh, because again, let's say you have B could be equated to A, or B could be equated to C. It's a toss-up. We don't know which way the winds are blowing. And the nafkamina is that if we equate A with B, well, let me go the other way around. If we equate B with A, it'll be a chumrah. If we choose to equate B with C in a hekesh, because they're all written contiguously, A, B, and C, then it's a kula. So the Gemara establishes a mesechta kiddushin in such a case, then makshinin lechumra velo makshinin lekula. All right? These are rules of HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem. You don't know which hekesh to go with, so we go with one lechumra, not lekula. What does that have to do with Holil? The Rashmi Shatz is very difficult. Either the Torah accepts Holil or the Torah rejects Holil. But you can't tell me that, you know, well, let's accept Holil Lechumra, but we'll reject Holil Lekula. Well, what kind of business is that? In laws of Hekesh, you want to know what intention did the Torah have when it sandwiched B with between A and C. Is it going this way, Liel or Lara? But what does that have to do with Holil? Sach the Rashmi Shans, and I'm racking my brains to try to figure this out. Maybe you'll help me. Kimochein be'inyan ho'il. B'makom she'esh svara lahakel. If we accept ho'il. V'esh svara lahachmir. If we accept ho'il. Anu holchim achrei atzad ha'machmir. Which means, I don't know whether to accept Hoil in Yontif, Ofim Yontif Lechol. Do we say Hoil? Let's talk about the theoretical possibility that Orchim will show up, it's Lutzorach Ochol Nefesh, or do we say no? And I don't know whether accept Hoil and apply the mechanics of Hoil in the case of a Shechita of a Karban Pesach L'Shem Arelu. Should I apply Hoil or not? Becomes a toss-up. And in the framework of the Rashmi Shatz, it's exactly the same as Pasuk B, where I don't know whether to equate it with A and go the Hekesh this way or go the Hekesh that way. And the rule is Hekesh Lechumra and not Lekula in a case where I cannot determine. So too, says the Rashmi Shatz, we cannot determine when the Torah relies on Hoil and implements the mechanics of Hoil, or it does not. And in such a case, we're going to apply the same rule as the Gemara in Kiddushin of Makshina Lechumra Velo Lekula, and we're going to apply Hoil Lechumra Not Lekula. We don't know. We're up in a toss-up, according to Rashmi Shatz. Again, that's not the way we understood the sugya. We understood the sugya that the Iker question fundamentally is, does the Torah accept Hoil, does the Torah not accept Hoil? According to Rashmi Shatz, the Torah left it up to us, sort of. The Torah threw the ball in our court and said, do you want to accept Hoil or do you not accept Hoil? And the answer is, I don't know. We really cannot come to any conclusion. The Torah was deliberately ambiguous with regard to Hoil, just like the case of Hekesh. That's the Rashmi Shatz. And if the Torah is deliberately ambiguous, then just like in the case of an ambiguous Hekesh, we apply the Hekesh L'chumra, not L'kula, so too, in an ambiguous Svara like Hoil, I'm going to apply that Svara L'chumra, I'm going to passel the Karban Pesach on a Doraisa level, even if he did Zrika already. But on a Kula level, to apply Hoil, and therefore say that he's baking for Yontif, when he's really baking for Chol, because Orchim might come through the door, I don't know if I should apply Hoil in that case. So Hoil becomes like a Midah Shatar Nidreshes Bahem, like Hekesh, and I will not apply that Hekesh if it's ambiguous Lekula, I'll only apply it Lechumra. Hoil is now one of the Midah Shatar Nidreshes Bahem. It's a Svara which I don't know if the Torah operates with the mechanics of that Svara and has adopted that Svara, the Torah rejects that Svara. I'm going to use Hoil and apply whether I like it or not Lechumra. And I'm going to passel the Karban Pesach. I'm going to force the Bailim, or for that matter, all the Bnei HaChabura, to replace this Karban Pesach, because the Machshavah was the Shema Reilim, And Hoil means that he is Dumya de Chavero, he is a Bar Kapar because he might do the Mila, or theoretically he could do the Mila, but I'm not going to apply the Svara of Hoil Lakula in the case of Ofer Miyantif Lechol. Now, Rabosa, you're the jury over here. You can decide whether you like the Balei HaTosis or you like the Rashmi Shatz. Honestly, I don't like either of them. I'm not happy with the Tosis because I don't see any indication in the Gemara here that we're dealing with the Drabanan. I don't like the Rashmi Shatz because it doesn't sit well with me to say that the Svar of Hoyil, like the case of Hekesh, is a Midash HaTorah Nidreshes Bahen. And I don't know whether the Torah validates this Svara. The Torah went out of its way to be ambiguous in order to teach me that yes, you will rely on this Svara and implement it in a case of Hoel L'Chumra, but not in the case of Hoel L'Kula. Be consistent. Either you accept Hoel or you don't accept Hoel. Truth be told, you know, if I was asked this question, again, nobody asks me anything. But if you would ask me this question, I would have said that the whole question is predicated on a nonsensical premise. Well, what do you mean you're equating Hoel from here to here? It, you know, the Rav Soloveitchik would throw me out of shear for such a question. What do you mean you're making equations here? Well, there's some universal halach of Hoel? You're talking about whether Gavra is a bar kapara or not, and the answer is that right now he's an Orel. But that's a physical impediment. He can always remove that impediment.
What if he can't?
It doesn't matter whether he can or he cannot. He's not a Gavra who's excluded from the Kapara. The man has a cast on his arm. And he cannot put on the tefillin. You're going to tell me he's not chayim in tefillin? The man has the obligation to bring a Karban Pesach no less than you and I do. Shkoyach to our Marlin, you know, from many years ago. This guy can't do Mila. Why? Because it's a Pikuach Nefesh situation. So therefore, he's a Labar Kapora. Again, you don't have to accept Rav Chisda, but at least you can hear Rav Chisda. Now you're talking about a guy who's Ofer Miyantif Lechol, and you're telling me, well, maybe the Archim will show up. It's Boidim and Politis. You know, you're equating your apples and oranges. You want to know the status of the Gavra? Is he included in Pesach or is he excluded? I can hear both Svaras. But what does that have to do with the fact that maybe the three Arabs are going to show up and knock on your door on the third day of Mila, since we're dealing with Mila, and you're going to run out there to be Machlis Orchim, and you have a fresh gebak piece of a loaf of bread, and you're going to feed them this loaf, which you admittedly baked for Chol. But if the Gemara, in the depths of Chazal, of Torah Shebal Peh, you know, they understood what I didn't understand, and there's some sort of universal principle of Hoel, as to whether or not we can bridge the gap between what's real and what's potential, and the Gemara thinks that we have to be consistent, let the Torah then be consistent. Don't tell me you can l'chumra and can l'kula. And finally, just 1 second, what time is it? Oh. Okay, so wait a minute. Now, I see that we're up to Mincha Gedoyla over here. Let's just see. We didn't do Rabbi Elchanan. Oh, so let me just make a quick calculation here. Yeah, I think we'll leave this for tomorrow, and Amir Sashem will finish it tomorrow. So I'm leaving you a little bit in suspense, which is always a good thing. Okay, then have a great day. Rabbi Elchanan, actually, Bala Tosus, he actually accepts the sheet of the Rashmi Shatz. But I did want to point out to you that the Ramban, in his commentary on the Rif, the Melchamas Hashem, writes the following: Ein kavanas ha-gemara kipshuta lechalik bein chumra lekula. He says, ha-gemara mechalekes bein shnei sugei hoil. The Gemara, in fact, is differentiating between two categories of Hoel. Shebiyantiv hu hoel sha'asid lios. Dahainu shanu omrim shemikaven shiitachen shiyavo orchim efshor lahachshiv es hafia litzorech yantiv. Avol, the heir of Pesach lo shayach hoel ze. Shem zorek es adam l'shem orel she'eno manui. Halo af im yimol lo ye roi od l'skaper v'pesach shvar nizrak damal el shebekodshim yesh dim yuchat shal hoel. Shekol psul sheshayach bekorban Pesach bizman mesuyim arei posol li olam gam kasher lechora lo shayach apsul kigon bi'orel she'eno monui shemikeven shebizman sheyimol atzmo hamachshava odosav tiposel es hakorban. Lefichah gam bizman shalomol adayin hamachshava olav poseles. Bisfaras hoil zu lo shayach lomer b'shum dine iser v'hetesh b'torah. So Ramban breaks new ground here, and he says that lechumer isle hoil is a separate din, a din miyuchad in kodshim, that we will passel it in all situations. And that's where Rav Chisda accepts hoel. But hoel on an osid, lekula dina biyontif, that we want to be mekil, maybe he'll need orchim, Rav Chisda did not accept hoel. Not because it's a kula, but because we can't be matir something on the Shema because it might come to pass in the future. So this psul of hoel is miyuchad lekodshim, and it applies again whenever you have a psul that's shayach to a korban at a certain moment of time, then we say it's posol li'olam. Even if lechora that psul is not shayach. So for example, you have an orel. So let's say the orel is not monu. And when he is mal himself, then the machshava for him will passel the karma, because then he becomes an eno monui. So we have a machshava shalolim nuyav. Now, at this moment, he has not yet implemented the mila, and the machshava should not passel him because he's not gemalt. He's an orel. He's what we would call a lav bar kapora. So now comes along the sort of hoil as a unique halacha in kodshim, and it says the following, that you want to tell me that right now he is an orel, and if he's an orel, you want to say therefore he is a la bar kapora, and the carbon should be kosher. Nein. We're going to look into the future and say, well, what happens if he implements his mila? Then he's a bar kapora, and he's going to pass the carbon because he's not a money on the carbon, and there's a psul of shiloh min amenuyav. So this is the new aloch of hoel and kodshim of Rav Chisda, that if the psul will be chal later on down the line, bizman mesuyam, then that's an absolute psul in kodshim. Gam kasher lechora lo shayach psul. Meaning, now that he's an orel, lechora the whole psul of shini bailim, as Rabbi insists, is not shayach, because he's not dumi the chaver, he's not bar kapor. But in this case, since if you're pasuling, if he would have had the mila, you would pasul the karmon, because he's an orel she'ena monui. Again, that premise of the Ramban has to be understood. Is therefore, since when he bimal himself, then if he had the coin out of machshava for this orel who's no longer an orel but he's gemal, that would passel the karm because he's lat monui on the karm. That would be a shinui shalolim nuyav. Therefore, even now when he's not mal, and we would say therefore he's not a bar kapor, we don't have a possible psul of shalom min amenuyim, shalom luyov, nevertheless, thinking about that person is a machshava posulas. This is the radical chidush or reinterpretation of the sugya of the Rabban. What we're happy about is the Rabban, like us, is bothered. How you can tell me that lechomer this, lechomer that, and all the other answers and explanations that we offer. Okay, then? So this is where we're going to stop.